Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. In particular, we are talking about the Critics Week this year. I have the honor of having with me today Charles Dance, protagonist of Book of Vision by Carlo Intermann, the opening film at the Critics Week this year. Welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Grazie mille.
So, first of all, tell me, how did it happen for you with Carlo? Did you get on board of this project for this first feature film?
I was sent the script, which I read and liked, and then my agent got back to Carlo and said that I'd read it and I like it, and Carlo came to London and we met, and we got on. I liked him, I liked what he had to say about the film, and with every job I do, the first principle is that the script is good, because if the script is not good, you expend a lot of energy trying to make it good. Mm-hmm. This is a really good script. It's a fascinating story, and it has a kind of fantasy element in it as well, which is, you know, attractive, because film, most of the time, is to do with dream making, and a fantasy element is what takes an audience out of its everyday life. Especially now with the situation that we're all living through, I think we need to be taken away from this situation that we're all in. Don't you agree?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. That's what cinema is for,
you know? Yeah.
Some reflections and also some epiphanies, as I like to say, you know, sometimes you find yourself into.
Yeah, but also, you know, the fact that we are here at this festival.
Finally.
In there, I mean, you know, when other festivals have been cancelled or shelved or limited, and it's that I think we need to replace fear with optimism, do you know? Because fear does a strange thing to us physically, do you know? It affects the way our heart beats, it affects the way the blood runs through our body. When animals, going off on a tangent, but if animals are frightened before they are killed, they don't taste so nice as if they're calm, right? So, you know, fear is a very strange thing. And I think we need to be aware of what we're living through at the moment, but to be optimistic and to be positive about it, not to be fearful. And it is optimism that has put this wonderful festival back on its feet again, you know. I mean, Venice is a great place to come to anyway, whether you're coming for a festival or not, but to come here and for a film festival is fantastic.
Finally, sharing also, you know, we kind of miss that, you know, sharing the experience of cinema with somebody, even if it's two seats away from you.
Sure. I mean, it's not very far anyway, do you know?
Exactly.
And you can reach out and touch somebody if you want to.
And I was thinking that the film give us, talking about the audience, the possibility of experiencing past and present, you know, and combining them, mixing them. And was this one of the reasons to explore this that made you accept to embark on this journey with Carlo?
Yeah, well, that's what makes the story unusual, you know. And I mean, it's quite nice to get one decent part in a film when you're offered two decent parts in a film. Then, you know, that's an added attraction. And also, for me personally, I don't know whether it's the same for people watching the film, but for me, the scenes that are taking place in the 18th century are much more interesting for me to play, and I hope for an audience to see.
Yeah, I really loved John Hammond's character and what he does and his approach, you know, listening to patients, because this is the basis of what today we call narrative medicine. I mean, it's an approach, very interesting approach now, that it's not only physical, but you have to really create a relationship with your patient in order to cure them.
Well, you know, this is part and parcel of holistic medicine, you know. And also, we don't deal with this, and this is not what you're talking about, but, you know, the principles of acupuncture. are not dissimilar. You know, the fact that a good acupuncturist will know that perhaps if he puts a needle in here, it will treat whatever's going on up here. You know, we are whole beings. And it's no good looking at, you know, somebody's got a poison in their toe. Well, there's a reason for that. Not just because they've tripped over something. It might be something to do with what else is going on in their body. So, you know, a good doctor, if he has the time, and the intelligence to say, well, tell me, what have you been doing lately? What have you been feeling? You know, are you sleeping well? What kind of thing are you eating? What's your relationship like? Because all of these things impact upon everything else. Don't you agree?
No, I love that. That's why I love this, the way the film approaches this team. Even if it's not, you know, it's one of the teams, but I really love that because I've been exploring this idea myself. And then when I found it, I think it's even, especially now, in this moment we're living in, is something that we should take very care of, you know, the different approach. And I think that the mind can do a lot to its body.
Gotcha.
So I think we sometimes make ourselves sick.
Yeah, I mean, somebody who should remain nameless, an actress I worked with years ago, who is one of the instigators of the whole New Age movement in California. You know, she would say things to me, saying, why have you given yourself a cold?
What
do you mean, why have I given myself a cold? You know, and I didn't necessarily agree with everything that she said or any of the principles that she held. But nevertheless, there is a degree of authenticity about that. Do you know?
I totally agree.
And stress, of course, is a huge thing.
And the way we deal with, you know, sorrow and, you know, all the problems in our life, we don't express them sometimes. We keep them for ourselves and they makes us sick in a way.
Yes, so, sure. Yeah.
I think so. And I found this idea in the film. So
good.
That's why I liked it. And good. I found another idea in the film, the connection that there is between life and death and the idea that there's something beyond that. What do you think?
I don't know. And I don't mind not knowing. Do you know?
Yeah.
I mean, for some people, the not knowing is a frustration, do you know? And it makes you embrace some kind of religion or philosophy because it gives you peace. But I think it's the continual questioning why that keeps the human race going. The minute you stop asking those questions, you might as well stop. We have to keep asking why and how.
If we knew, maybe we
would
stop.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like this idea. I never thought about that. Grazie.
Okay.
And I was the shooting of the film in terms of visuals. You're also a director, so how was for you? If the film is produced by Terrence Malick, there's something of a Malick's feeling in the film.
Jorgos, the cinematographer, has been Terrence Malick's cinematographer. Terrence is an executive producer on the film. I don't think he came to the set once at all. He might have had some participation in the editing, but Carlo compiled a book about Terrence Malick, which was basically a series of interviews with people who'd worked with Terrence Malick. Carlo's a huge fan of Terrence Malick, right? And so he got Terrence on board as an executive producer. He is greatly influenced by him. Jorgos is a great cinematographer. I mean, the film looks sensational. And he works in a very sympathetic way, simpatico. and he's great to work with. And because of the length of time that he's been a cinematographer, he knows what lenses do. He knows what faces are better shot with a particular lens or other. So, you know, the whole visual aspect of the film, because of the story, the nature of the story, and the strange kind of special effects areas that we go into, the visual aspect of the film is as important as anything else in it. And I think it looks wonderful.
One last question about your career as a director. I noticed, I don't know if it's correct, on IMDb that you're working on another film.
Yes, I was hoping to be shooting it in May of this year, but it was shelved until September. Now we're talking about shooting it in the spring, and I keep my fingers crossed, but, you know, we don't know. I hope
Let's be optimistic, as you said.
Yes, absolutely, always, yeah.
So thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for your contribution to Book of Vision by Carlo Intermann, the opening film of the Critics Week this year at the Venice Film Festival. Thank you, Charles Dance.
Thank you very much.
And
bye-bye.
This is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider. Grazie.
Ciao.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.